It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Wolf Banesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a bitch.
Colbert.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Happy Friday. Hope you're having a great day and have some great plans set out for yourself for this weekend. Hopefully the weather can play ball for those plans. A severe thunderstorm warning was in effect for Blackhawk County as a pop-up thunderstorm made its way from Iowa Falls and through the metro area here, but thankfully looks like we're getting through this rather unscathed, but I'm going to make sure everybody out there is aware about that. As you might imagine, we have a very ambitious agenda laid out for today's show. I am your host, Cole Bear, and I am inside the Shirley Street Studio Friday edition of Cole & Company in progress. It is August 19 of 2022, and folks, the high school football season is here. Yes, it is. Week zero games. There are a handful of them and a trio of them tonight that include area teams. You've got Janesville in action tonight, Dunkerton and Independence all strapping it up and beginning their 2022 high school football seasons. And it will get going in earnest next week with the official week one kickoff of the Iowa high school football season. And it's real. It's here. Just had a meeting earlier this afternoon with our outstanding board operators, a couple of part-time workers here that just don't get enough credit. They work behind the scenes. They make everything go. And got a shout-out as I'm talking about them, Angela Sturm, who's been with us here at Koloff Media for quite some time, does great work, and Ben Neeson, who has been with us going on a couple years now. And he's an outstanding student over at UNI and by all means has a very bright future ahead of him. So those are two names that I just got to mention as I talk about meeting with our broadcast team as we embark on yet another Cedar Falls High School football season that, of course, you'll be able to hear once again over on our companion station beginning next Friday night. Cruising KCFI, Cedar Falls, hosting Johnston to begin its 2022 season. Estimated start time of that broadcast next Friday at 6:45. So, yeah, it's here. And then, of course, got to shout out Dave Finnegan, as he will be back on the play-by-play of both Cedar Falls football and then boys and girls basketball this winter. And we're very excited, as I'd mentioned at least once before on the show, here as the season has drawn near, that Logan Blackman, former intern here, and Logan continues to do great work in the media space, and we're very happy to have him. I think for all but one or all but two games, Logan's going to be alongside Dave Finnegan doing the color commentary, and given his knowledge, being a former college quarterback, just was really pleased with what he was able to bring to the broadcast last season. So can't wait to tune in, and in the meantime, we're continuing the back-to-camp series. I don't know if we'll be able to call it that next week when undoubtedly some more coaches will join us because everybody's got game week practice next week. You know, the fall camp or preseason camp, whatever you want to call it, that effectively ended today. And for a lot of teams, it really ended yesterday as so many are playing scrimmages tonight. And hopefully most of those teams are able to get those in due to the weather that's in the area. But, hey, it's here, folks, and Looking forward to what we'll bring you today on the show. As I mentioned, back to camp series continues. First things first, though, however you are tuned in, know that I appreciate it very much, whether that's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert. And like the Facebook page, type in 1650 The Fan, you'll find it. Hammer the like button, you'll be all set and ready to go. Also, bookmark the website. It's where you get the podcast of this show. It's also where you get all sorts of local and statewide sports content. It is also where you get every interview in our Back to Camp series, talking with Metro and area high school football coaches, including today's interviews that will go up online after we're done here today. Details on that in just a moment. Know that you can dial me up if you have any questions or comments to add to the show today, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479, or you could email questions, comments, or maybe there's someone you'd like to hear on a future show, maybe there's some topic you would like to hear about on a future show, open to it, so email it along. Email address is cole@1650thefan.com. We'll get it going here in just a few short moments with area sports news and scores for your Friday here. After we're done there, we'll take the first time out, get you a CBS Sports Flash, a VSiN Action update from Brett Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as forecast for the rest of this Friday, looking into tomorrow and Sunday. We'll come back from that first time out, and it is a double whammy of the Back to Camp series today, as Grundy Center High School football coach Travis Zajac is going to join us in the next segment of today's show. The Spartans, I mean, unless you've been living under a rock, they've been one of the best high school football teams in the state over the past half decade, going to three Class A state championship games. Unfortunately for them, coming up short in each of those games, but nothing to hang their head about, that's for sure. The Spartans are coming off of a Class A championship appearance where they came up short in that game, 19-14. They were 7-1 in the regular season last year, but they graduated a lot of really talented players that played large roles in all three of those teams that made state championship games. So we'll dig in on that when Coach Zajac joins us in the next segment of today's show. After we're done talking Grundy Center High School football, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports. We'll come back on the other side of that break, and Applington Parkersburg High School football coach Alex Pollock will join the show. The Falcons, 5-3 last year. They came up short in the first round of the Class 1A playoffs to a really good Waterloo Columbus team, and they had a lot of juniors, a lot of sophomores on that Falcons team last year. So expectations pretty high over at AP for these Falcons. And Coach Pollock will give us the in-depth preview of his team in the third segment of today's show. So the Back to Camp series, big, big day for that. As, like I said, camp's over. Next week is game week prep. So keep it locked right here, Friday edition of Cole and Company. After we're done with Coach Pollock, of course, we take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Then we come back for a final time and wrap up the show. All right, let's dive right in here. Got a lot in the stack today. Area sports news and scores. The Cedar Falls boys golf team continued its dominance yesterday, winning the 18-team Warrior Invitational that was hosted by Cedar Rapids, Washington, in Galena, Illinois. The Tigers finished with a team score of 307, four strokes better than runner-up Indianola. Cedar Falls had two golfers finish in the top 10, Max Choa was fourth with a 72, and Jack Beecher tied for sixth with a 76. The defending state champion Tigers have now won their first three meets to begin this season. Three area schools, as I mentioned earlier, are kicking off their football seasons tonight, and two area schools are in eight-player action. Janesville is at home against GMG, and Dunkerton plays host to West Central. Meanwhile, in a Class 3A matchup, Independence is on the road at Davenport Assumption. Three area schools are in the Cedar Rapids Gazette's top 10 preseason Class 1A football rankings. Dyke New Hartford is tied for second, and Applington Parkersburg and Denver are both tied for for ninth. All three of those schools qualified for the playoffs last year, with Dyke New Hartford advancing to the semifinals. Meanwhile, in Class A of the Cedar Rapids Gazette's preseason high school football rankings, Wapsie Valley is fifth and Grundy Center is ninth. The Warriors advanced to the quarterfinals of the state playoffs last year, while, as I just told you, Grundy Center was the runner-up in Class A. West Hancock is the Gazette's number one-ranked team in Class A. And then finally, with the Cedar Rapids Gazette preseason rankings, we go to eight-player, where Don Bosco is seventh and Gladbrook Rhinebeck is ninth. Remsen St. Mary's is top-ranked. Unless you've been living under a rock, I would imagine you've heard by now the Big Ten announced its massive new seven-year media rights deal that is with Fox, NBC, and CBS, and it will be the richest ever struck with a college sports conference. And the Associated Press says that the conference's soon-to-be 16-member universities will eventually be sharing more than $1 billion in revenue per year, starting in 2024 when USC and UCLA join the conference. Big Ten football Saturdays will be structured similar to the NFL, which means that three marquee games will be carried in consecutive time slots on three different major TV networks. The Iowa State and Iowa women's soccer teams both opened their seasons last night. Arizona scored twice in the final 10 minutes to edge the Cyclones 2-1, and 13th-ranked UCLA got the best of the Hawkeyes 1-0. Meanwhile, the UNI women's soccer team won its season opener yesterday, rallying to beat Grandview 2-1 at the UNI soccer field. The Panthers scored the game-winning goal at the 85th minute from former Waverly Shellrock standout Siri Ott. It was on a corner kick. Northern Iowa outshot Grandview 19-1, and the Panthers host South Dakota this Sunday afternoon at 1. Due to the inclement weather in the area, tonight's UNI Fall Sports kickoff event at the Doug and Ann Gotchke Outdoor Practice Facility has been canceled. The Wartburg football team has been picked to finish second in the American Rivers Conference preseason coaches poll. Defending conference champ Central was picked to finish first. Wartburg got 57 points. Central had 61. Wartburg did get three first-place votes. And, of course, they are led by Coach Chris Winter, who enters his second season at the helm of the program. The Knights finished 2021 7-3 overall, 6-2 in conference play. The Orange and Black returned 14 starters and 6 all-conference selections. And finally, the American Rivers Conference has released its men's soccer preseason coaches poll, and Wartburg is selected to finish 5th. The University of Dubuque is the preseason favorite, while Loras is picked to finish 2nd. Wartburg returns 8 starters, including 3 all-conference performers from last year's team that went 7-7-3 overall and 4-3-1 in the American Rivers Conference. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, a VSiN Action update, and a forecast all coming your way. On the other side, Back to Camp series continues. Grundy Center High School football coach Travis Zajac next on a Friday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
Well, Doug, the NFL preseason moves along rapidly. After the Jets play the Falcons Monday night, there will be only one more round of preseason games to go. On Thursday in Seattle, evaluation time for Bears coach Matt Eberflus. Keeping watch on Justin Fields.
He handled the offense the way we wanted him to, you know, so I think it's progress. And again, I see more progress in practice. His footwork's getting better. His delivery, when he feels pressure, how he slides in the pocket and delivers the ball, that's getting a lot better.
The Bears will be in Cleveland a week from Saturday to close out their preseason. Cleveland and Philadelphia joint practice today. They play each other Sunday, and with clarity on the Deshaun Watson suspension, Jacoby Brissett now hoping to settle in as the Browns' starting quarterback. Panthers, Patriots this evening. Matt Rhule says you won't see Baker Mayfield or Sam Darnold in this one. P.J. Walker and Matt Corral share quarterback duties for Carolina. Wide receiver DeMarcus Robinson cut loose by the Raiders, expected to sign with the Baltimore Ravens. The Texas Longhorns make it official. Ohio State transfer Quinn Ewers is their starting quarterback. Afternoon baseball, Cubs beat the Brewers 8-7. I'm Bob Uecker.
Hey, it's D.A. Be sure to listen to CBS Sports Radio at home. Ask Alexa to play CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio.
On air and online, 1650 The Fan is the Cedar Valley sports leader.
Hello, Waterloo community. I'm Dr. Jared Smith, and I'm so pleased and excited to be starting my first year as superintendent of Waterloo Schools. I grew up in Waterloo, and I'm a very proud Waterloo West High grad, go Wahawks, and a very proud former administrator of Waterloo East, go Trojans. I gotta tell you, education is my profession and my passion. In addition to serving as an assistant principal at East High, I've also served as a principal in the Muscatine Community School District. Most recently, I had been the superintendent of the South Tama Community School District. Every chapter in the journey has been so rewarding, but I am thrilled to be back home in Waterloo. We have an amazing community here. Just in the last few weeks, I've gotten to experience a thriving, vibrant Waterloo. I'm looking forward to serving you, our families, our business partners, our educators, and our students. Thank you for your part in making Waterloo a wonderful place to work, play, and learn.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The NASCAR Cup Series is racing at the road course of Watkins Glen on Sunday. It's the Go Bowling at the Glen, 90 laps around the 7-turn circuit. Chase Elliott, the favorite to win on Sunday, plus 500. Tyler Reddick at plus 600. Kyle Larson, the defending champion of the race, plus 900. Ross Chastain, plus 1,000. Two races remain before the NASCAR playoffs. Chase Elliott, the favorite to win the championship this season, at plus 300. Denny Hamlin, plus 750. Ross Chastain, also plus 750, and Kyle Larson is plus 800 to repeat. Red Hot winning picks at experts.winnersandwiners.com. Save 75% when you use the promo code ACTION75. experts.winnersandwiners.com. With your VSiN Action Update, I'm Tony DeZiri, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. A severe thunderstorm watch continues until 8 p.m. tonight. Cloudy skies tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 62. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 74. Cloudy skies expected. Mainly clear skies and quiet tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 61. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 76.
Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert on 1650 The Fan and the 1650 The Fan mobile app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
Welcome back to Cole & Company. We continue our Back to Camp series as we are previewing the upcoming 2022 high school football season, talking with our metro and area high school football coaches. And right now on the show, we are joined by Travis Zajac, Grundy Center High School football coach. And I know many of you out there know that Grundy Center is coming off an absolutely incredible season. 7-1 last year, a handful of playoff wins leading up to coming up just short in the Class A championship game, 19-14, the final score in that one. So plenty to talk about with Coach Zajac today. Coach, thanks so much for your time. How you doing?
Hey, Cole, thanks so much for having me. Doing great. Getting ready to wrap up preseason practice night with scrimmage and rolling into week one game next week against South Hardin.
Well, tell me a little bit first then about a scrimmage. Is it an inter-squad scrimmage? I know some of these teams you can see on Varsity Bound, they've got their scrimmages listed here, many of them taking place tonight. What do your Spartans got in store?
Yeah, we're gonna scrimmage with Wes Marshall. They're going to come up to our place here this evening and hopefully get a majority of in here before or after the weather hits and come out of it healthy and do some evaluation. It's been a great scrimmage for us. We've done it two of my 3 years here with Wes Marshall. Coach Hackett's got a really strong program down there. Been great competition for us leading into our non-district schedule.
That's great to hear. Hopefully things work out for you weather-wise tonight. But let's first look at last season, which, like I mentioned, I mean, what an incredible season. Of course, your guys would have loved to have finished their season with a W, but what were the main takeaways as it applies to this 2022 Grundy Center team for you, your staff, your players? What was the important things to take away from that season, knowing your circumstances headed into this one, to apply to the work that needs to be done in every offseason?
Well, I think it's, you know, valuable lessons learned anytime you have an experience like we did last year. And we've been incredibly blessed here to just continue rolling. You know, we played in championship games for three straight years. We unfortunately haven't found a way to win one of those. However, there are a lot of kids that are going to be key contributors in this 2022 team that were key contributors or found a way to make contributions somehow, some way to last year's team. And it's just a matter of getting the kids to try to understand that those things don't happen overnight. Be able to play that late in the season, you have to be diligent and try to get better every day. And our kids and our families and our community have really bought into that since I've been here. And the proof is kind of in the results. Although we weren't able to win that championship game last year, it was a heck of a season for us. We improved every week.
Yeah, no doubt about it. How's preseason camp been going? I mean, I think it's safe to say that you could say that that's come to an end now because you're playing that scrimmage tonight, like you mentioned, and then next week that's a game week. So, what can you say about what you saw out of your Spartans in preseason camp? Was there anything in particular, Coach Zajac, that stuck out about it to you?
It's been a very productive preseason for us. We learned an awful lot about our kids, and we're going into coming out of the scrimmage with the same belief that we're going to have more kids that we feel can contribute to varsity level this year than we probably have had in the last three seasons. That's going to provide more depth. We're going to be able to continue to develop. Hopefully keeping all those kids healthy, knowing that we are replacing a lot of big contributors off of last year's team. We feel like we're going to be able to be very good if we can stay healthy and continue to develop them throughout the rest of the season.
And I want to hone in on that because, whether it's Grundy Center fans themselves or folks that are just, Cedar Valley area high school football fans, they look at your Spartans team and see, a Logan Kanak is just one of many examples of great seniors that graduated from last year's team that was part of multiple just, historic Grundy Center Spartan football teams. So what can you say, Coach Zajac, with regard to how much competition there is, and along with that, given the new faces that'll be a part of this next Spartan team, where expectations are at?
Expectations are incredibly high, but I've tried really hard with our sustained success here to do my best that when we're together as a team and it's our coaching staff, our kids, that we just worry about what we're doing. And, don't get kind of duped into reading how great we are and how awesome things are because, behind the closed doors and, on the practice field, not, underneath the Friday night lights, that's where that stuff's earned. And our kids have, they really listen to that, I think, and credit to them that their performance is kind of indicative of it, that we want to compete, we want to earn. We understand that, especially in Class A, that everybody we play is really going to want to get after us because of what we've been able to do. And that's a privileged position. And it's going to be a great challenge for this new group, one that I think they're ready and willing to take on. And, all things falling in place, we're going to be a handful as we progress through this season.
Tell us a little bit more about this team. Get us familiar with some of the names, albeit it takes everybody. I mean, you got to have all your players engaged to be able to bring the best out of everybody, whether it's the scout team going against first team in a practice or whatever it might be. But, given the fact that your leading quarterback, running back, wide receiver, all those guys graduated, what can you tell us, Coach Zajac, about, who's going to be under center for you? Who are you looking to lead out of the backfield and who's going to be catching passes?
Yeah, we return a couple of really good players up front on both sides of the football, O-line and D-line. Patrick Brown III will be a senior for us early on. He's played a lot of good football for us.
Mm-hmm.
Trent Cake-Rice, who will be a junior. He was a two-way starter last year as a sophomore as an all-district defensive lineman. Those two guys kind of starts with them, and we've got some good competition going up with other spots up front. But more than likely, Colin Gordon is going to be our quarterback. Colin was a wide receiver for us last year. At the varsity level and has been our place kicker the last couple of years. He's got a very live arm. He's a good athlete, talented in a lot of different sports here at Grundy Center. Running back, we're going to kind of go in by committee. We've got three kids that we feel can contribute there, so we're going to try to dole out reps and carries there with Justin Knock. Clay Sock and Brody Vincula, two juniors and a sophomore. And then the wide receiver position is probably where we return the most experience. Mm-hmm. Austin Betts and Ben Wegman, two seniors. And then Tate Jarofsky, a junior. And then you've got a couple of juniors and one or two sophomores that we like in that mix on the outside as well. So we're going to continue to be diverse offensively, run the ball, spread people out and throw it when we need to, and try to win the game by time possession.
You know, Coach St. Jack, just something that comes to mind there when you mentioned, running back by committee is, I remember, 10, 15 years ago, we started to see it make its way into the NFL, where the bell cow was less familiar, or it was less frequent, let's say. And then the next thing you know, it finds its way into the college game. And then I've been talking, as you might imagine, with all sorts of coaches here in the Cedar Valley area leading up to next Friday night's season opener for week one. And way more often than not, we've got teams that are saying, we've got two or three guys that we like in our backfield. What do you think about what that says just about how high school football continues to evolve? And, it's coming from a place of, teams, coaches like yourself, want to bring the biggest challenge on every down to their opponents.
Yeah, I've kind of gone both ways with that, Cole. My first 2 years here at Grundy Center, we had a kid back there that was even all-state caliber kid, Zach Opine.
Yeah.
His senior year, he averaged almost 9 yards a carry, so he wasn't coming off the field very much offensively. But when you're trying to replace the production that Dane Vincula gave us there last year, and you've got kids that aren't seniors there yet, I think, the way that we want to play, asking kids at that age to try to carry the ball 20, 25 times a game is asking an awful lot, and those three kids are going to be defensive contributors as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be smart about it, and that's going to be a challenge for me, because what I'm going to probably end up doing on Friday nights is the kid that's got a lather up and he's feeling it and he's pounding it, I'm going to want to ride that kid, but at the same time, I know he's going to go play defense for us too, so it's a balance, but it does say a lot to the evolution of the game, and trying to get more of your skilled players on the field in packages and in certain situations to take advantage of their skill set.
When it comes to your defense, as folks might imagine, given like we've been talking about with the amount of graduations from last year's team, there's things that you and your staff have had to figure out throughout the summer and preseason camp as it relates to this Spartan defense. So, what were kind of the biggest challenges that you and your players have had to confront here as you get yourself ready for next week's season opener? And just what can you tell us about how you see this season's Grundy Center defense playing its best football?
Well, it's building it from the football back. We're trying to get 6 to 7 kids ready to play on the defensive line for us to try to have a rotation established to keep them fresh, because a lot of those kids are also going to be playing offensive line. So that's been a big point of emphasis in preseason. Replacing 3 of our 4 starting linebackers, trying to get some younger kids ready to go there. And we've returned some experience in the secondary, but we're also replacing 2 seniors that I think they accounted for 15 interceptions last year. So it's, again, trying to develop as many kids as we can in a hurry to get them ready to contribute. But defensively, we've played really good football the last 3 years. Statistically, top 5 defense in Class A every year. And we're going to continue that mentality of, we're going to try to slam the door in the run game and make you throw it, make you uncomfortable, and have chips all over there.
Coach Zajac, it sure sounds like that for as much turnover as there was from last season, that, given what you guys have been able to build with your junior varsity football team, that these guys are ready to step in and play, but not only that, but continue to play a similar brand of football. A lot of times, talking to different coaches, and rightfully so, they're scheming to the talent that they have, to the, best ability of their personnel. But I get the impression that you and your staff, you don't feel like you're having to change much in terms of your identities on either side of the football with all the new faces that'll be a part of this team.
Well, I think when you watch us play, we're going to look similar, and there are adjustments that you make yearly based upon your personnel and trying to take advantage of your playmakers as best you can, put them in positions to do what they do, and we're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that we approach it is, we have a plan. We're going to be consistent with that plan, and adjust it as we need throughout the season and dealing with whatever crops up, whether that be nights like tonight where you get storms in the air, you get injuries. You have to be adaptable, but at the same time, you have to have a philosophy to be able to stick with it. And ours is playing very physical, making you stop a run and us taking away the run from the opponent.
You kick it off a week from tonight, Coach, at South Hardin. You got to go on the road, which is never easy. What can you tell us in terms of just how ready you feel like your team are? How ready are you to have the headset back on and the challenges the Tigers are going to present your team next Friday?
Well, this is like my 10th year as head coach and my 21st year in it. And Colder's like, there's no better escape from reality than going under the lights on a Friday night.
Yeah.
And, the feelings that you get. And I can't wait for that experience again for our kids more than anything, because, those are some of the best memories they're going to have from their youth are what we're doing with them on Friday night. Can't wait for that part of it. We're going to be ready to compete. We got to obviously have a great week of prep next week, and school starting. So we've got all those things that go along with it, and the general sense of fatigue and anxiety that kids feel in school. Again, the same stuff that everybody's dealing with in the state as far as football and any other sport is concerned. But we'll be ready to play. I know South Hardin will be ready to welcome us with open arms and get after us over there. And it's a natural rivalry. We're 15 minutes away from one another. It'll be an exciting football game.
No doubt about it. Coach, like always, really enjoy the conversation. Best of luck, best of health. A real pleasure to learn more about your 2022 Grundy Center Spartan football team. And we'll be following along, and we'll be sure to get you back on the show at some point during the regular season.
Hey, Cole, thanks so much. Always a pleasure. Thanks for what you do for prep sports in the Cedar Valley and giving us a little love over here, a little west of the area. We appreciate it. And as always, go Spartans.
Thanks for the kind words, Coach. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Grundy Center High School football coach Travis Zajac, kind enough to join us on a Friday edition of Cole & Company. All right, let's take this next time out. More football talk to get to. Radio Iowa Sports coming up during the break on the other side. We're going to talk Appleton-Parkersburg High School football as Falcons coach Alex Pollock joins us next. You're listening to Cole & Company on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. The versatility of junior Justin Jacobs adds another dimension to a veteran Iowa linebacking core. The Ohio native was in on 53 tackles last season and also showed the ability to cover receivers. He broke up three passes and also had an interception.
I feel like I'm pretty good in open field. I feel like I'm solid in as far as like open field tackling, as far as tracking offensive players, whether it be a wide receiver or a tight end. So I feel like that's a strength of mine that allows me to play both the catch and the Leo position.
The Hawkeyes open the season at home September 3rd against South Dakota State. To baseball, the Iowa Cubs continue an International League series in Indianapolis. The iCubs have taken two of the first three after a 3-0 victory on Thursday. Midwest League, Cedar Rapids is at home against Wisconsin. Mikey Perez connected on the lone hit, a solo homer, in a 1-0 victory on Thursday, while the Quad Cities River Bandits are on the road at Peoria. This is Radio Iowa.
Gotta go. Where'd I put... wallet. Check. And, phone. Check. Lunch? Check.
Checking for the things you need doesn't take long. But what about checking for your safety? At checktoprotect.org, it only takes seconds to check for open recalls on your car and find the closest dealer who can make the repair for free. Before you go, take a minute. Visit checktoprotect.org. Check to Protect is a program of the National Safety Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
The first day of school in the Cedar Falls School District is August 23rd. To register your returning student, log in to your PowerSchool parent portal. The link for the online registration will be at the bottom left side of your screen. If you've forgotten your username or password or have not yet set up a parent account, please email powerhelp@cfschools.org for assistance. If you have more than one child, you'll need to complete the registration for all children in your household, with the exception of PK, kindergarten, or new students to the district. After you have finished the registration process and submitted your information, there will be a link on the last page to the Tiger Web Store, which is the payment portal for school fees, lunches, and so on. If you have any questions or clarifications related to online registration, feel free to email powerhelp@cfschools.org or call 319-553-3004.
Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
Cole & Company, afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan mobile app.
Welcome back to a Friday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan, and we are 1 week away, exactly 1 week away from the high school football season kicking off. Got a handful of week zero games that are going to take place tonight, but right now it's our back to camp series, and Applington Parkersburg High School football coach Alex Pollock is our guest. The Falcons are going to get it going in week one, a week from today. So we're here to figure out what's ahead for these Falcons as they embark on their 2022 season. Coach Pollock, thank you so much for your time today. How you doing?
Hey, I'm very good. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's great to be talking to you again. You guys are coming off of a really good 5-3 season last year. You come up short against a quality Waterloo Columbus team in the first round of the Class 1A playoffs. So let's start there. What did you, your staff, your players, what were the biggest takeaways for everybody to apply to this offseason from what you experienced last year?
Well, you know, I think you look back a year ago, you know, we were just trying to re-figure things out again. You know, we knew we had had a good year in the weight room. That was something that we had been missing a couple years ago. And so we had a really good concentration in our weight room in 2021, and then you know, the season hit, and we felt like we were really close, really in all of our games. You know, obviously we had an okay record,
yep.
But there's a couple games in there that, you know, we thought we had a good shot at, and we were in those games until late in the game, and we just kind of ran out of gas a little bit. So, you know, and then throughout the season, I think, you know, we just kept gaining confidence. We had a difficult schedule, so that was, you know, that was good, and it was tough. But I think our guys responded well. You know, we dealt with some low numbers last year. But I think, you know, we took what we learned from 2021 with a ton of young guys. We grew up last year. And then, you know, obviously when we got to the Columbus game in the playoffs, you know, I think we proved that we belong against a very good team.
Yeah.
And our kids played really hard. I think we surprised a lot of people. And in the end, we just kind of fell short. You know, and just we couldn't punch it in from the 2-yard line late in the game, and there was that. So we've kind of moved forward. I think we found the success recipe in the weight room, and we're just kind of, you know, continuing on that path and just trying to keep, you know, making our kids a little bit bigger and stronger. And, you know, obviously the X's and O's part, we'll leave that up to the coaches. So it's been a fun offseason. We're ready to get cranked up and going.
I've been interested to hear about, you know, with all the coaches I've talked to in the lead up to the season, Coach Pollock, about their numbers. So what can you tell me about, you know, the fact that you mentioned they were down a little bit last year? What does it look like going into 2022?
Well, you know, we're getting back up to where we should be. We're up 10 kids from last year. You know, we had a really small senior class last year, small in numbers, and we're bringing in 22 freshmen. So
good.
That's really good for us. I mean, for a school our size to have a class of 22, and then, you know, looking farther down the line, you know, we'll have over 40 kids out in junior high football. So you know, I think the future is bright. I think from a numbers standpoint, we'll be, you know, one of the tops in the, you know, area, if not for the state, I think, in a couple of years. So that's exciting. You know, obviously there's retention that has to go on, and, you know, after a couple of years, some kids just decide that football is not for them, and you know, that's good. I mean, that's good for them, you know. So,
yep.
You know, we'll keep working our kids and working them tough, and Hopefully we can grind out a winner here over the next couple years.
That's great to hear. Applington Parkersburg High School football coach Alex Pollock, our guest right now on a Friday edition of Cole & Company as part of our Back to Camp series, previewing metro and area teams ahead of the kickoff of the 2022 high school football season. Coach, how has preseason camp been going? Is there anything in particular that's stuck out to you about your Falcon football team?
Well, it's been a tough couple three weeks here. I think we got done with our first game last year, 2021, and realized we weren't in great shape. Got to about halftime and our kids were gassed. And so, they came to me and told me that we needed to condition more this year. And I don't think you get that conversation from many high school kids anywhere. So that's been good. I think that just goes to show, what our kids are about, the character and the toughness that they have. We've really done it. Like that's been our focus for, the first 3 weeks of practice. I think it's been a physical couple weeks of practice here since we've been able to get the pads on, and our kids aren't shying away from it. Obviously you've got your normal bumps and bruises, but really nothing, no serious injuries for the most part, and we've done a lot of hitting, so that's exciting. I like where we're at. I like our team. I definitely like our kids, and hopefully that means some wins here in 2022.
You mentioned earlier, a lot of juniors and sophomores on last year's team, so that means a big group of seniors now, given the amount of juniors from last year. What would you say, Coach Pollock, with regard to expectations? Because you guys did have a good season last year. Only one team gets to finish the season in each respective class on a win. So you've got a group of seniors here that have played a good amount of varsity football. So what can you say in terms of just the mindset of everybody, what the vibe is like, and how you've handled talking or not talking about expectations for this season?
Well, I think we've got a good group of seniors that's been through a lot. We've got 16 of them, and a lot of them have started for the last 2 years, started with the COVID year. Mm-hmm. What was that, 2020, we were not very good, bottom line. We were in a lot of games, we were close. But we just weren't able to get over the hump. And so they experienced that. They experienced kind of the start of the rebuild last year and what it takes to be successful. And that dates all the way back to the offseason. That's not something that you can show up day one of camp and say, all right, now we're going to be better. It doesn't work that way. So our kids understand the 365 days, prior to the season that really it all encircles and it all takes be successful. And so that's been a lot of fun. We've kind of had the mantra as a senior class that they want to leave their jersey in a better place than when they got it. And I think we're on the right path for that. Obviously there's a lot of season left to go, but I think that's exciting. And we can look back at last year and say, we did a lot of good things, but at the end of the day, I think we're in for something bigger, and our kids understand that. So we're not going to talk about championships or dome or anything like that. We just, we want to make our community proud. And I would say for the most part, everything that our kids have done so far, we're doing just that. So that's been a lot of fun.
I like the approach. Applington Parkersburg High School football coach Alex Pollock, our guest right now. The Falcons kick off their season a week from tonight on the road at Union. We can talk about that in a little bit. But Coach, I want to dig in a little bit on both sides of the ball. You guys were a formidable running team last year. Aiden Junker leads your running back room. You've got Garrett Hempen, Adam Skipper back, who were both key parts of that rushing attack last year. What's going to be key for all three of those guys? Because they were good, but like anybody else, whether it's them personally or you as their coach, you're trying to make them better than they already were. So what can you say about that run game and what you're trying to do to, tap into a little bit more out of those guys?
Well, I think it's maybe a little bit less about them and more about the kids in front of them. I think, we've got to be better on the offensive line this year. We've got, pretty much everybody back out of that group. And, like has been kind of the custom the last 2 years, we're bigger and faster and stronger than we were a year ago. So, you know, that's where it's at. You know, our offensive line needs to be the focal point of our offense. Now, don't get me wrong, Aiden Junker is a special player. He's a really special player. But it's my goal as the head coach and the play caller to, you know, spread the ball a little bit more around this year. You know, the fact of the matter is, Aiden running the ball last year was the most consistent opportunity we had to gain yards. So, we had to feed it to him. But yeah. I don't want to give one kid 200-some carries. I'd like to, you know, spread it out and you know, several kids getting, three kids getting 100 carries and
yeah.
whatever it might be. I think it just keeps fresh legs. Plus, you know, a lot of those guys play defense as well. So we need to keep them fresh throughout the game and throughout the season. And, you know, the beauty about it is we've got a pretty darn good pass game as well. So I think we can keep, you know, defenses guessing a little bit and move the ball down the field and score some points this year.
As you mentioned that pass game there, that's the follow-up question because Gavin Thomas was a sophomore quarterback last year and, you know, put a really solid body of work together. You know, what have you and your staff been working with Gavin with? Because it sounds like you're going to put a little bit more on his plate this season.
Well, I think, you know, with what we ask our quarterback position to do, it's less about the athletic performance and more about the leadership role. And, because Gavin has been in every possible, you know, big moment scenario in Iowa high school sports, I think he's able to handle that well. I mean, he's a kid that's played, you know, has been down at state basketball, you know, obviously been a starting quarterback for us last year. He's run at state track, you know, he's done all those types of things. So, you know, he, and not to mention, you know, his dad was a Division I athlete. So I think, you know, I think he understands what it's like to be in the moment. We've done a good job, you know, with him of just being a leader. You know, once you've been through things and experienced those big moments, you're just able to, you know, sit in the huddle and talk to the team and calm people down or get them jacked up, whatever it might be. So, you know, having said that, he's a really good passer and a really good athlete. You know, ideally, when I was talking earlier about, you know, getting more guys the opportunity to run, he's one of them. I was scared to death last year because he's not a big kid, but he's definitely a lot stronger this year than he was a year ago. I'd really like to see him carry the ball a little bit more, even if it's not a designed run. You know, yeah. We can roll out and let him, you know, run if he chooses. So that's fun, and I think it'll be a nice little added dimension for our offense this year.
Just a couple more minutes here with Atherton Parkersburg High School football coach Alex Pollock on a Friday edition of Cole & Company, continuing our back-to-camp series. Coach, let's talk about your defense. As you touched on earlier, a small senior class last year, so you bring quite a bit back on this Falcon defense. So what gives you the most confidence about the group, and what, if anything, are you going into the season going, we're probably going to have to, you know, figure this out as we go?
You know, I think the exciting thing about our defense is that was our really a big bright spot for us last year. Now, we graduated a couple of kids from that defense that meant a lot to us. Cale Ryard was kind of our Swiss Army knife last year. We were able to move him around, and Sam Livingood just felt like he was kind of a quarterback of a defense back there. So we graduated some really good ones, but like I said, our defense was a real bright spot last year when we were not able to move the ball against some of the better teams that we played. So I think, you know, what's exciting is we're another year into the system that, our defensive coordinator, Connor Newroth, brought with him. Our kids understand it. I think they get excited about it. And, you know, I think we'd like to, you know, I think we've got the capabilities to play a little bit more man coverage in the secondary this year, which has kind of been a cuss word around AP for the last 20-some years. You know, it just doesn't happen. So, you know, I think we've got some good kids there, and it all starts up front. You know, if we can create some good pressure, then, you know, force the quarterback to get the ball out a little bit faster. But our defense was solid last year, and we're looking for, you know, for bigger and better things this year, no doubt about it.
I think bigger and better things are coming for your team this year, Coach. Everything looks great as I look at it. And what do you think? I mean, we're a week away from getting this thing kicked off, and you guys are going to strap it up on the road at Union next Friday night. You ready for your guys to button it up and get out there and knock some heads? Are you ready to put the headset on and get after it?
No doubt. You know, my voice has taken a hit over the first couple weeks of the season, but I think we'll get it back just in time for the game. But you know, I know our community is excited. You know, me personally, I took a picture of the scoreboard at Columbus last year as we were walking off, and I've kept it on the back of my computer, for the whole year. So I think that's the type of things that motivates me. And every time our kids walk into my office, they see that, and I think we're all on the same page with that. So, you know, we've got a really good group. We get to kind of see exactly where we're at with our scrimmage this week, and then, you know, obviously we're on the road at Union next week, and that's a big one. You know, we've got to start off, playing well. You know, like I said, we worked on our conditioning, so I really hope that that's not a problem. But a lot of kids chomping at the bit to get going here, and that's what it's all about at AP.
Coach, thanks so much for your time today. Really enjoyed learning more about your team as they're ready to embark on this 2022 season. Best of luck, best of health, and we'll certainly be following along, and we'll get you back on the show at some point during the regular season.
All right, sounds good, Cole. Thank you.
I'm Kayla Burton with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson has been suspended 11 games and fined $5 million for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. Per the terms of the settlement reached between the league and the NFL Players Association, Watson must commit to mandatory evaluation and treatment. He will be eligible to play in Week 13 against his former team, the Texans. NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero reported Watson will be eligible to return to the Browns facility on October 10th and resume practicing on November 14th. Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski told reporters on Thursday that Watson will not play again in the preseason. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said in a statement on Thursday, quote, Deshaun has committed to doing the hard work on himself that is necessary for his return to the NFL. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Driving happy with Fabrice Car.
You're driving home when, oh no, you hit the longest red light in town. What's this? You're smiling because your car smells amazing. You just installed a Febreze car vent clip, ha ha! 5 weeks ago, with up to 40 days of consistent Febreze scent, those lights can stay red for as long as they like.
Breathe happy Febreze, la 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 la.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Back in 1961, Yankees outfielder Roger Maris surpassed Babe Ruth for the club's single-season home run record. That record has stood for almost 60 years. But Maris' accomplishment is in jeopardy. Aaron Judge has had a season to remember, already approaching 50 home runs, and there's still over 40 games left to be played. Breaking the record won't be easy, but when you look at what he's done thus far, surpassing Maris isn't far-fetched at all. Just the 10th player in history to hit 43 home runs in the first 109 games. And when you look at New York's schedule, the outfielder could very well continue that impressive pace. Yankee Stadium, hitter friendly, that could make a run at Maris's record even more attainable. A lot can happen between now and October, though. He's struggled to stay healthy over the last couple of years, and when you're chasing this kind of record, availability is imperative. But maybe after 60 years, there will be a new home run king in the Bronx. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how the rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. And now that we've talked about that, let's get back to, you know, the stuff we talk about here on the show. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. That's discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply.
Summer is here. It's only June and we have record high temperatures. Ever wish your shorts or pants had air conditioning? You could cut or poke holes in your clothes, but that would take days. Lucky for you, LinkSole has you covered. LinkSole has taken its most technical fabric, designed to be moisture-wicking and quick-drying, and added precision holes cut from lasers to maximize airflow for added comfort. Get LinkSole's Boardwalker AC collection, keeping you cool wherever you go, at LinkSole.com.
Cole and Company with Colbert on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back for a final time on this Friday edition of the show. Got to thank Grundy Center High School football coach Travis Zajac and Applington Parkersburg High School football coach Alex Pollock for joining today's show as we continue to preview metro and area teams ahead of the 2022 high school football season that technically does kick off tonight. Week zero games for Janesville, Dunkerton, and Independence tonight. So best of luck to all three of those teams. And, yeah, next week is game week, folks. I mean, sayonara, see you later to the summer. I think I declared the summer over like 2.5 weeks ago, but we're here. Football season. It's here. Celebrate. Rejoice. And we'll continue to dig in next week on the show. So thanks for being here. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'll be back on Monday at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.